بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 34. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. The lesson that we're going to take today is lesson number 21. But before that, we're going to do a quick review of the plurals for unintelligent nouns, duals, and the numbers from 1 through 10. Yani, lesson 16, 18, 19, and 20. I'm going to just quickly review these matters. These were the last things that we've taken over the past few weeks. And we want to just look at them quickly before we go into lesson 21, which is yani intended to be a test, yani an exam. Hopefully everybody has already done the exam at home on your own time, on the honor system. And today, inshallah, we're going to go through the reading, discussion of the passage, and the exercises that came with this lesson 21. So, let's see here. Okay. All right, so let's start with a quick review of lesson 16, which deals with rational and irrational, or intelligent and non-intelligent nouns. Okay, this particular topic is specifically related to plurals, because nouns which are rational or irrational are the same, are treated the same way in their singular forms. It's only when we go to the plural forms that there's a special rule that's applicable, okay? So, the first thing we want to say in reviewing this lesson 16 very, very quickly is that in Arabic, nouns are classified as rational or irrational. Sometimes they're referred to as intelligent or non-intelligent. Rational nouns are those that refer to human beings. Angels and devils and such beings are also included in this class, yani of the rational nouns. Irrational nouns refer to things, yani inanimate things, animals and concepts. In the singular, there's no difference between them, but in the plural, yani, there's a special rule. Okay, so the plural for rational beings, for human beings, angels and devils and so on, the plurals are going to be treated as plurals. As far as irrational beings or non-intelligent nouns, the plurals for these nouns have a special rule. And that special rule, in brief, is that they are treated as though they are feminine singular. So the summary of this lesson is that if you have a plural noun, you have to determine, does it come under the class of rational nouns or irrational nouns? In the singular, there's no problem. But if you have a plural, if a noun is a plural for an irrational noun, meaning inanimate things or animals or concepts, then we treat it as though it's feminine singular. And in that case, the ism ishara that refers to it is going to be the feminine singular. Even though the word is a plural, even though it might originally be masculine. But in the plural form, we're going to treat it as though it is feminine singular. So we're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara like hadhihi or tilka. The adjective that describes it is not going to be a plural adjective like tulab jududun. Okay, tulab is a plural, but it's a plural for rational beings. So the adjective describing it is going to be a plural, judud. Not so kutub. Kutub, the plural, if we have an adjective for kutub, it's going to be a feminine singular adjective, so we're not going to say judud, we're going to say jadida, as though it's a word that is feminine and singular. The pronouns that refer to them also, for irrational plurals, we're going to use the feminine singular pronoun, here, for example, and so on, like this. Okay, so this is the thing that we want to pay attention to. In the singular, there's no problem, but in the plural, instead of using plural ism ishara, demonstrative pronouns like ha'ulai or ulaika, instead of using plural adjectives like judud and kibar, instead of using plural pronouns like hum and hunna, we're going to use feminine singular ism ishara hadihi or tilka, feminine singular personal pronoun hiya, and adjectives likewise, jadida, saghira, and so on. Alright, so this is the concept that we wanted to just quickly review, that when you have plurals for irrational or non-intelligent nouns, we're going to treat them as though they are feminine singular. So we're going to use a feminine singular ism ishara, damir, anat, and so on. Alright, so this is also applicable to verbs. We're going to use the feminine singular form of the verb if it is referring to a irrational or non-intelligent plural. That's what we wanted to look at, lesson 16. Lesson 17 is just continuation of that. Lesson 18 deals with the duals, and just the summary of the duals is that in Arabic we have singular, we have plural, and we also have dual. So if we want to make a noun dual, we're going to add fatha alif noon to it. So bait became baitani, gurfa became gurfatani, yed became yadani, imra'atun became imra'atani, and so on. We add ani to the end of it, and that's when it's marfoon, and we'll see yani when it's majrur mansub in the future. So the dual of the noun is formulated by adding fatta alif noon to the end of the word after removing the tanween. The second matter related to duals is the ism ishara, hadha and hadihi. The dual for hadha is hadhani, and the dual for hadhihi is hatani, means these two things. Thirdly, the pronoun, the personal pronoun, huwa. The dual for huwa is huma, and the dual for hiya is the same, huma. Both of them have the same dual form, huma. Okay, so that's what we covered in reference to duals in lesson 18, how to make a noun, yani put it into the muthanna dual form by adding ani, and what, yani just learning the duals for hadha and hadhihi and huwa and hiya. Okay, so that's what I wanted to look at, lesson 18. And lesson 19 and 20, the numbers from 1 to 10. Okay, so basically in lesson 19 we had the numbers for 3 to 10 with a masculine ma'dud, thing being counted. And in lesson 20 we had the numbers from 3 to 10 with a feminine ma'dud. The rules are basically the same. Okay, so there's rules for 1 and 2, and then there's rules for 3 to 10, and we can summarize those rules. If you received from me some notes on the rules for the numbers from 1 to 10, then there are four basic rules that we covered in these two lessons, 19 and 20. The first rule is in reference to the numbers 1 and 2, and that is that the numbers 1 and 2 are used as a not or sifa, an adjective. So that means it's going to come after the thing that you're counting, and it's going to be used as an adjective. So it's going to agree with it in being masculine or feminine. So you say talibun wahidun, talibatun wahidatun, and the same thing with two, talibani ithnani, talibatani ithnatani. Yani it's going to come as a not, wahidun or wahidatun, ithnan or ithnatan, masculine or masculine, feminine or feminine. As far as the numbers for 3 to 10, it has its own rules. The first rule is that the relation between the adad, the number, and the ma'dud, the thing being counted, is going to be the relationship of idafa. Yani meaning the number from 3 to 10 is going to be the mudaf, and the ma'dud, the thing being counted, is going to be mudafun ilayhi. So numbers from 3 to 10 are not coming as a not, rather they come in idalfa, mudalf and mudalfa nilay. The number coming first, and then the thing being counted following it. The ma'adud, yani, is going to come as the mudalf ilay, which means that it will always be majroor, and also, yani, it has to be plural. Okay? The thing being counted is going to be mudalf ilay majroor, and it's going to be plural. And the last rule is that the numbers from 3 to 10 are going to be opposite in gender between the adad and the ma'adud. If the ma'adud is masculine, the number has to be feminine. If the ma'adud is feminine, the number has to be masculine. Okay, opposite in gender. These are the four rules. And if the first rule is in reference to the one, number 1 and 2, that the number comes as a not. Masculine with masculine, feminine with feminine. As far as the numbers from 3 to 10, they are in an idafa construction. The number is the mudaf, and the thing being counted, the ma'adud, is mudafun ilayhi, it's majrur and it's plural. And the number and the thing being counted are going to be opposite in gender. Masculine or feminine, and feminine or masculine. Okay, this is a quick summary of what we wanted to cover here. And now we're going to go into our lesson for today, which, as I mentioned earlier, this lesson is intended to be an examination. And if you go to the English key on page 55, lesson 21, it says, this is a test lesson. There's no new construction in it. There are about 5 new words. They are ذَاكَ, which is the same as ذَلِكَ, وَاسِعٌ, which means spacious or vast, and آسِيَ, which means the continent of Asia. Then there's أَلَّوْنُ, which means color, and its plural is أَلْوَانٌ. And then there's the verb نُحِبُّ, which means we love, and نُحِبُّهُ, which means we love him. Okay, so let me just note here also, and I hope you paid attention to it, that if you look at the Arabic vocabulary at the end of this lesson, on page 116, you'll find that there are 4 words in this English vocabulary. يعني واسع آسيا نحب أن نحبه, that these words are not found in the Arabic vocabulary. Alright, so please make a note of that. When we go to the Arabic vocabulary, we'll also find that there are words in the Arabic vocabulary that are not found in the English vocabulary. Okay, so in the Arabic vocabulary, for example, we have al-maktab, and it's plural makatib. We have al-kursi, and it's plural karasi. And we also have yani al-qiblatu, which means the direction of prayer. And we have lakin, which means but. So these 4 words, al-maktab, al-kursi, al-qibla, and lakin, which means but, these words are not yani found in the English vocabulary. So there are some words in the English vocabulary not found in the Arabic, and words in the Arabic vocabulary not found in the English. So please make a note of that. Okay, so this is the vocabulary that we have in the English, but you have to join it with the vocabulary that is in the Arabic at the end of this lesson on page 116 in order to complete the list of vocabulary words for this lesson. Okay, after that, I mean, there's no Arabic constructions, new Arabic constructions in this lesson. So basically, it's just yani the Arabic text on page 114, and then the exercises that follow on page 115 and 116, and the vocabulary. So what we're going to do today, hopefully everybody has already read this lesson carefully, and preferably also yani recorded it in writing in your notebook and written out the translation. So as we go through it, inshallah, you can compare what you have in addition to the answers to the 3 exercises. So most importantly, what we're going to do is read the Arabic text on page 114 and 115 and look at some of the grammatical points that are contained in this lesson. And we're also going to we'll try to identify some of the grammatical points in this lesson. Hopefully, honey, everything was clear to us. But I'll try to highlight some of the things that we studied previously that this lesson is really yani covering in terms of as a review for us. So page 114, at the top of the page it says, الدرس الحادي والعشرون, yani the 21st lesson. This lesson is entitled مدرستي. It's entitled مدرستي. meaning my school. So it's talking about, yani, the person who wrote this is talking about their school. Alright, so we're going to read, we're going to translate, and we're also going to look at some of the grammatical constructions that came in this lesson. هذه مدرستي هي قريبة من المسجد هي مدرسة كبيرة لها ثلاثة أبواب أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. This is the first paragraph. Four sentences. هذه مدرستي, meaning, what does it mean? This is my school. Okay, so the first thing I want to identify here, this is a sentence, a جملة اسمية, مبتدا and خبر. هذه is the مبتدا, مدرستي is the خبر. This is my school. Also, we have here, يعني, the first person singular, personal pronoun, يا المتكلم, showing possession, possessive pronoun, meaning my school, مدرستي. Originally, the word madrasa is written with ta marbuta. So this is also a rule. Yani, when a word ends with ta marbuta and you add a suffix to it, then you have to remember that you have to change it from ta marbuta to ta maftuha. Alright, so originally this word madrasatun, it ends with ta marbuta. But now we see it as a regular open ta, ta maftuha. The next sentence, hiya qaribatun min al masjidi, meaning here, it, referring to the school, my school, is near to the masjid. My school is near to the masjid. Here, qaribatun min al-masjidi. Now, here is referring back to madrasa. Madrasa is feminine, so you have to use the feminine personal pronoun here. And qaribatun, yani, is the khabar, yani, of this sentence, hiya qaribatun min al-masjidi. So the khabar has to agree with the mubtada and being feminine. Hiya qaribatun, not hiya qaribun, because he is referring to what? Something that is feminine, yani the madrasa. So you say hiya qaribatun min al-masjidi, yani what we have here is the harf jar min and the ism majrur al-masjidi. So from the rules of yani prepositions, we know that the noun following a preposition is going to be majrur, and the primary sign of it being majrur is kasra. Min al-masjidi. Min al-masjidi. The next sentence, here, madrasatun kabiratun laha thalathatu abwabin. Here, madrasatun kabiratun, it, meaning the school, is a madrasa kabira, a big school. لها ثلاثة أبواب. It has, يعني the school, للمدرسة, لها ثلاثة أبواب. It has three doors. Here we want to note that كبيرة, following مدرسة, comes as a, what? As a not. مدرسة is the منعوت that's being qualified or described, and كبيرة is a not. So it has to agree with it. Number one, in being feminine, madrasatun kabiratun. Number two, in being marfu'un with dhamma, kabiratun. And number three, in being indefinite, madrasatun has tanween, kabiratun has tanween. Here, madrasatun kabiratun. So here we have the rule of what? Na'at and man'ut. And we also said that there's a fourth rule related to the na'at and the man'ut, and that is, has to agree with it in number, in being singular, dual, or plural. Even though we didn't study that fourth point when we took the na'at and man'ut, but in any case, still it's applicable. La thalathatu abwabin. Okay, here we have the use of the numbers. And we said that the numbers from 3 to 10 are in an idhafa relationship. The number is the mudhaf, and the thing being counted, the ma'dud, is mudhafun ilayhi. It's always going to be majrur, and it's going to be plural. So we have, and the number has to be opposite the ma'dud in gender. So abwab is the plural of bab, it's masculine. So the number has to be feminine with ta marbuta. ثلاثة أبواب. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. أبوابها يعني its doors, يعني the doors of the school. أبوابها مفتوحة are open الآن, right now. Okay, let's go to the next sentence. في المدرسة فصول كثيرة. Meaning, in the school are many فصول. يعني فصول is the plural of فصل, means classroom. فصول, فصول كثيرة, many classrooms. In the school are many classrooms. Okay, here we have a number of rules. We have جاء والمجرور في المدرسة تي. يعني المدرسة تي is اسم مجرور because of the preposition في. Sign this مجرور is كسرة. And then we have فصول كثيرة. كثيرة is a knot describing فصول. فصول is the plural of فصل. فصل is masculine. But because this is a plural for a non-rational noun, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the knot describing it is not going to be plural. It's going to be a feminine singular. كثيرةٌ. But nonetheless, it still has to be indefinite with تنوين. And it still has to be مرفوعٌ with ضمة. It's just that the plurals for non-rational beings, nouns, are treated as though they're feminine singular. So the knot is going to be feminine singular knot. Just like the ism ishara, the pronoun, and so on, are going to be feminine singular pronouns, feminine singular demonstrative pronouns, and so on. هذا فصلنا. This is our classroom. هذا فصلنا. This is our classroom. هذا is مبتدا. فصل is the خبر. And the pronoun نا is يعني مضاف إليه. يعني فصلنا is an إضافة construction. فصل is مضاف and نا is مضاف إليه. But it's a pronoun. Pronouns are مبنيون. So we say it is in the place where it should be مجرور. هذا فصلنا. This is our classroom. وهو فصل واسع. And it is a spacious classroom. هو فصل واسع. يعني واسع is a knot describing فصل. فصل is masculine. واسع is masculine. فصل is indefinite with تنوين. واسع is indefinite with تنوين. فصل is مرفوع with ضمة. واسع is مرفوع with ضمة. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. In it are نافذتان كبيرتان. Two big windows. Okay, كبيرتان is a knot describing نافذتان. Two windows. What kind of windows? كبيرتان, big windows. So نافذة is feminine. So كبيرة also has to be feminine. نافذتان is dual. So كبيرتان is dual. And so on. وفيه مكاتب وكراسي. And in it are two big windows. وفيه مكاتب. And in it are desk. وكراسي and chairs. مكاتب is the plural of مكتب. And كراسي is the plural of كرسي. In it, يعني in our classroom, are desk and chairs. Here, we had the rule related to this word here that I want to refer to in lesson 13. Where we had plurals, sound plurals and broken plurals. And we had some patterns for broken plurals that are ممنوع من الصرف. From amongst the patterns of broken plurals that are ممنوع من الصرف is مفاعل. So مكاتب, the plural of مكتب, is on the pattern of مفاعل. So it's ممنوع من الصرف. It doesn't take تنوين. And likewise, قراسي is on the pattern of مفاعيل. يعني long A مفا and long I عيل. So it also is from the patterns, broken plural patterns that are ممنوع من الصرف. That's why it doesn't take تنوين. وفيه سبورة كبيرة. وفيه, also in our classroom, is a sabura kabira, a big writing board. Saburatun kabiratun. Kabiratun is a knot, so it agrees with sabura and being feminine, and being marfu'un with dhamma, and being indefinite with tanween. هذا مكتب المدرس وذاك كرسيه. هذا مكتب المدرس. This is the desk of the teacher. وذاك, and that over there, is كرسيه, his chair. Here we have the rule related to يعني الإضافة. مكتب المدرس يعني مضاف مضاف إليه. And we said the مضاف إليه is always مجرور. المدرسي يعني is مجرور because it's the مضاف إليه. The sign that it's مجرور is كسرة. We also said that in reference to the إضافة constructions, that the first part of the إضافة construction never takes ألف لام or تنوين. مكتبو doesn't have ألف لام, doesn't have تنوين. The second part of the إضافة construction either takes ألف لام or تنوين. In this case, المدرسي has ألف لام. The next sentence, تلك مكاتب الطلاب وقراسيهم. يعني تلك مكاتب الطلاب. Those are the desk, plural desk, مكاتب of the students. وقراسيهم, and their chairs. And their chairs. Those over there are the desk. Here, makatib is the plural of ghayra, is a ghayra akil plural. So we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. That's why the ism ishara pointing to it, tilka, is feminine singular. Even though maktab is plural, even though maktab is masculine, but we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular because it's a plural for ghayra akil, and it's a ghayra akil plural. Tilka makatibu at-tullabi. Tullab is mudafun ilayhi majroor. وقراسيهم. Those are the desk of the students and their chairs. Next line, end of this paragraph. Any 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the top. مكتب المدرس كبير ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. مكتب المدرس كبير. يعني the desk of the teacher is big. ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة, and the desk of the students are small. Okay, what I want to say about this is that a couple of things. مكتب المدرس, that's مضاف مضاف إليه. And then the same thing, مكاتب التلاب is مضاف مضاف إليه. But in the last part of the sentence, ومكاتب التلاب صغيرة, يعني صغيرة is referring to, is a خبر for مكاتب. مكاتب التلاب صغيرة. So the خبر has to agree, يعني with the مبتدأ that is referring back to. So مكاتب, because even though it's masculine and it's plural, because it's a غير عاقل plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the خبر صغيرة is feminine singular. Okay, so this concept of غير عاقل plurals, that's one of the reasons why we reviewed it today in the beginning of this session, to make sure that it's fresh in our mind, that we treat غير عاقل plurals as though they are feminine singular. The not, the خبر, the personal pronoun, the demonstrative pronoun, even the verb, everything that refers to a غيرو عاقل plural is treated, يعني should be used in the feminine singular form. Okay, next line, this is the third paragraph, this is line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, line 7. يعني it's good that we number these lines so we can keep place of where we at. Line 7. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. In our fasl, in our classroom, are 10 students. Okay, here we have جاو المجرور. في فصلي. يعني فصلي is the object of the preposition. اسم مجرور. The sign is مجرور is كسرة. عشرة طلاب. يعني the relation between the number and the thing being counted, the adad and the ma'dud. For the numbers from 3 to 10, we said it is what? Relationship of idafa. The adad is the mudaf, and the ma'dud is the mudaf in ilayhi. The mudaf ilayhi is always going to be mudaf ilayhi majroor, and it's going to be plural. Asharatu tullabin. So tullabin is plural, and it's also majroor. Continue with line 7. وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ يعني, there are 10 students in our classroom, and they are from different countries. They are from different countries. So here, what I want to note is, number one, جَاءُ الْمَجْرُورُ مِنْ بِلَادٍ, and then the نَعْت مُخْتَلِفَة is a نَعْت describing بِلَاد. And balad is masculine, but here it's a plural. So the plural for غير عاقل, nouns, is going to be treated as though it's feminine singular. So the adjective describing bilad is feminine singular. مختلفتين. بلاد مختلفتين. Continue with line 7. هذا محمد وهو من الياباني. Now they're going to name the 10 students in the classroom and which country they are from. هذا محمد وهو من الياباني. This is Muhammad, and he is from Japan. وهذا خالد, and this is Khalid. That's a complete sentence. مبتدا وخبر. وهذا خالد. وهو من الصين, and he is from China. Khalid is from where? China. وهذا أحمد. وهو من الهند, and this is Ahmed, and he is from India. وهذا إبراهيم وهو من غانا, and he is from Ghana. Okay, here I want to just stop for a minute and note the difference between the first two names that we came across, Muhammadun with Tanween, yani from Japan, and Khalidun with Tanween from China. Look at the next two names, Ahmadu, who's from India, with no tanween, and Ibrahimu, who is from Ghana, with no tanween. So the rule that I want to note here is that masculine proper nouns take tanween. That's why you have Muhammadun and Khalidun. But there are some masculine proper nouns that are mamnu min as-sarf, so they don't take tanween. So from amongst them we have here Ahmadu, it's on the pattern of Af'alu. And also Ibrahim is a yani is mamnu' min as-sarf because it's from the foreign proper nouns that are not originally from Arabic. So we're going to be looking at all the rules related to words that are mamnu' min as-sarf in the next lesson, 22 and 23. We're going to be reviewing that there. هذا أحمد وهو من الهند وهذا إبراهيم وهو من غانا. What I wanted to note here though is that the masculine proper nouns, the general rule is that they take tanween, as in Muhammadun and Khalidun, but there are some cases in which they are mamnoom and asarf, so they don't take tanween. وَهَذَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَهُوَ مِنْ نَيْجِيرِيَا. إِسْمَعِيلُ is also a foreign proper noun. Foreign proper noun, so it doesn't take tanween. هَذَا وَهَذَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَهُوَ مِنْ نَيْجِيرِيَا. And he is from Nigeria. وهذا يوسف, and we're going down to lesson or line number 10. وهذا يوسف. يوسف is line number 10. وهو من إنكلترا. This is Yusuf, and he is from England. Again, Yusuf is a foreign proper noun, so it doesn't take tanween. Even though these are names of prophets, but they're not originally from Arabic. وهذا يوسف وهو من إنكلترا. And Inkaltarra has shadd on the ra. Inkaltarra. He's from England. وهذا بيرم وهو من تركيا. And this is Bayram, and he is from Turkey. We're going to the end of line 10. وهذا عمار وهو من ماليزيا. And this is Ammar, and he is from Malaysia. وهذا علي وهو من أمريكا. And this is علي, and he is from America. وهذا أبو بكر وهو من اليوناني. And this is Abu Bakr, and he is from Greece. And here, I want to just stop for a minute and note from the Asma al-Khamsa, the five nouns, we had Ab and Akh, and we said that whenever they are in Idhafa, the word Ab or Akh, when it's in Idhafa, yani with another word connected to it after it as the Mudaf Ilayh, and we said it has a special rule. When it's Marfu'un, instead of it taking Dhamma, it takes Dhamma Waw. Waw is the sign that it's Marfu'un. And whenever it is majroor instead of kasra, it takes kasra ya. Ya is the sign of it being majroor. And if it's mansoob, it takes fatta alif. Yani alif is the sign of it being mansoob. So here we hear hadha. We have wahadha Abu Bakrin. Yani Abu Bakrin is an idhafa construction. Mudaf, mudaf ilayh. So Bakrin is mudaf ilayhi majroor. And Abu, yani is marfu. And the sign is marfu is wow because it's from the five special nouns, al-asma al-khamsa. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْيُنَانِ. And he is from Greece. Last line, page 114, which is line 13. هُمْ, yani these students that we just mentioned in this paragraph, 10 students in that class. هُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. They are from different countries. Again, bilad is a غَيْرُ عَقُو plural. So we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the adjective describing it, مُخْتَلِفَة, is feminine singular. They are from different countries. وَلُغَاتُهُمْ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. And their languages are also different. لُغَاتُهُمْ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. Yani لُغَات is plural, but it's غَيْرَ عَقُو plural. So we treat it though as feminine singular. وَأَلْوَانُهُمْ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. Alwan, plural of noun, it's masculine, but it's plural for غَيْرُ عَاقِل, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. Alwanuhum مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. Yani they are from different lands. لُغَاتُهُمْ, their languages are different. Alwanuhum, their colors are different. وَلَكِن, لَكِن means but. وَلَكِن, دِينُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ. وَلَكِن, دِينُهُمْ Wahidun. Yani even though they are from different countries and their languages are different and their colors are different, but their deen is one. Deenuhum wahidun. Wa rabbuhum wahidun. And their rabb is wahid. Wa nabiyuhum wahidun. And their prophet is one. Yani is the same. Wa qiblatuhum wahidatun. And their qibla is one. Yani is the same. هم مسلمون. They are Muslims. والمسلمون إخوة. And the Muslims are brothers. Now here I want to note دينهم واحد. يعني at the top of page 115, the first line at the top of the page, دينهم واحد. يعني واحد is describing دين. So it's دين is masculine, واحد masculine. وربهم واحد. رب is masculine. ونبيهم واحد. نبي is masculine. وَقِبْلَتُهُمْ, but their qibla, qibla is feminine, وَاحِدَةٌ. So we have wahid being changed to the feminine form, wahida. هُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, they are all Muslims. وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, and the Muslims are brothers to one another. Last two lines, هَذَا مُدَرِّسُنَا. This is our teacher. إِسْمُهُ الشَّيْخُ بِلَالٌ. His name is Sheikh Bilal. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ. And he is from Al-Madinah, yani the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَهُوَ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ. And he is a righteous man. نَحْنُ نُحِبُّهُ كَثِيرًا. We love him a lot. طيب. So we tried to point out some of the points from this particular lesson as we went through it, just to see some of the grammatical points that are covered in this particular lesson, including, yani from amongst the most important things are not and man'ut, and also the numbers that we just covered, and the duals, and the غَيْرُ عَقُو plurals, prepositions and pronouns, al-idhafa construction, all these things that we covered in the previous lessons. Many of these things came in this particular lesson, which is intended to, as a test, and in terms of to test our reading, and equally important, our comprehension, and likewise, any our grasp of the grammatical concepts that are contained in this passage, yani, from what we covered early on. We also had mamnu min al-sarf, some words that are mamnu min al-sarf, and several other points. Okay, so what is important here is that if you read this paragraph and you're able to read it correctly and you are able to comprehend, yani, the meanings of the words and what is intended by them, and you're also able to recognize the grammatical points that are covered in this lesson, then inshallah, yani, hopefully, yani, everybody was able to grasp it, most of it, if not all of it, and hopefully everybody, yani, feels good about, yani, having completed this reading and completed it well. Okay, let's look at the exercises that follow this particular lesson. Exercise number one, which is basically questions related to the reading, yani. Yani, these are comprehension questions related to what we just got finished reading. Okay, so hopefully, yani, you wrote out the answers in advance, so we're going to just look quickly at the answers that you wrote to compare your answers with mine's. Okay, and I do hope that, yani, if somebody has a different answer, then it's possible for you to, in the chat box, it's possible for you to just write a little note there, and it may be, you know, some discrepancy or whatever, but in any case, no problem. If you, yani, feel that you have a different answer and you believe that it's correct, no problem for you to write a little note for us, okay? Ajib, because this is like a test, okay? So we want to make sure, yani, if you got anything wrong, that you make a note of that. And if I got it wrong, no problem, you can also make a note of that. Okay, tamarin, exercises. We're on page 115, near the top of the page, number one. Well, this is exercise number one. Ajib. عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer concerning the following questions. Okay, the first question. أين هذه المدرسة؟ أين هذه المدرسة؟ Meaning, يعني translate first the question and then give us the answer. Okay, so the first question, the meaning of it is, where is this school? Yani, the school that's talked about in this discussion, in this reading passage. أين هذه المدرسة? Answer here, قريبة من المسجد. Here, قريبة من المسجد. Yani, that's in the beginning of the reading. هذه مدرستي. هي قريبة من المسجد. Number two. كم بابا لها? كم بابا لها? How many doors does it have? And that's in the, يعني, also in the beginning. لها ثلاثة أبواب. لها ثلاثة أبواب. Number three. مغلقة أبوابها الآن أم مفتوحة? يعني, are its doors right now مغلقة? Are they closed or open? Are the doors of the school right now closed or open? In the second line it says, أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Its doors are open right now. Number four. كم نافذة في هذا الفصل? How many نافذة? How many windows are in this classroom? يعني, in the second paragraph, fourth line, or third and fourth line, فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. In it, and in this classroom, are two big windows. Number five. كم طالبا في هذا الفصل? كم طالبا في هذا الفصل? يعني, this is the third paragraph, line seven. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. In our classroom are 10 students. Number 6, أَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ بَلَدٍ وَاحِدٍ. Are all of them from one country? لا. هُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. يعني that's also in line 7. وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. Number 7, مِنْ أَيْنَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. يعني from where is Abu Bakr, or where is Abu Bakr from? Okay, Abu Bakr is mentioned in line 11. The end of line 11. وَهَذَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْيُونَانِ. Abu Bakr is from Yunnan. Number 8. مِنْ أَيْنَ أَحْمَدُ. مِنْ أَيْنَ أَحْمَدُ. يعني that's mentioned in line 8. End of the line. وَهَذَا أَحْمَدُ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. Number 9. مِنْ أَيْنَ يُوصُفُ. مِنْ أَيْنَ يُوصُفُ. يعني يُوصُفُ هُوَ مِنْ إِنْكَلْتَرَّى. That's in line 10, the beginning of the line. يُوصُفُ وَهَذَا يُوصُفُ وَهُوَ مِنْ إِنْكَلْتَرَّى. Number 10. مِنْ أَيْنَ مُحَمَّدٌ. And from where is Muhammad? يعني that's in the beginning or in the end of line 7. هَذَا مُحَمَّدٌ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ. Number 11. مَنْ مُدَرِّسُهُمْ. Who is their teacher? Who is their teacher? This is near the end of the passage. يعني on the second page of the passage, line 16. هَذَا مُدَرِّسُنَا اسْمُهُ الشَّيْخُ بِلَال. اسْمُهُ الشَّيْخُ بِلَال. Number 12. مِنْ أَيْنَ هُوَ. يعني from where is he? مِنْ أَيْنَ هُوَ. يعني their teacher. Where is he from? Same line. هُوَ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ. يعني line 16. هُوَ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 1. Comprehension questions related to the passage. The exercise number 2 is also comprehension questions. The instruction says on page 15 near the bottom of the page, ضَعَ هَذِهِ الْعَلَامَةِ. يعني put this mark, the check sign, أَمَامَ الْجُمَلِ الصَّحِيحَ, in front of the correct sentences. وَهَذِهِ الْعَلَّامَةِ, and this mark, the X sign, أَمَامَ الْجُمَلِ الَّتِي لَيْسَتْ صَحِيحًا, in front of the sentences that are not correct. Okay, so either the sentence is going to be يعني صحيحة, or it's going to be or لَيْسَتْ صَحِيحًا. Okay, so we're going to read it, we're going to translate it, and then we're going to say if it's correct or not correct. يعني صحيحة or لَيْسَتْ صَحِيحًا. Number 1. مدرستي قريبة من المطار. My school is near to the airport. This صحيحة أو ليست صحيحة؟ ليست صحيحة. لا. It is what? هي قريبة من المسجد. School is near to the masjid. Number 2. لها ثلاثة أبواب. يعني it has, my school has 3 doors. صحيحة. يعني جملة صحيحة أو ليست صحيحة. This is صحيح. This is correct. Number 3. أبوابها مغلقة الآن. يعني its doors are closed right now. صحيحة أو ليست صحيحة؟ لا. هي مفتوحة الآن. يعني its doors, we said, are open right now. Number 4. مكاتب الطلاب كبيرة. The desks of the students are big. صحيحة أو ليست صحيحة؟ يعني ليست صحيحة. مكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. They are small. Number 5. مكتب المدرس كبير. The desk of the teacher is big. صحيحة يعني أو ليست صحيحة. This is جملة صحيحة. This is correct. Number 6. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. In our classroom are 10 students. صحيحة يعني جملة صحيحة أو ليست صحيحة. This is صحيحة. This is correct. 10 students. Turn to page 116. Continuing exercise number 2. Statement number 7. عمار من اليونان. عمار is from اليونان. عمار is from Greece. لا. هو من ماليزيا. لا هو عمار is from Malaysia. Rather, it is Abu Bakr that's from Yunnan. Abu Bakr من اليونان. Number 8. Bayram من تركيا. Bayram is from Turkey. This is correct. صحيح. Number 9. يوسف من ماليزيا. يوسف من ماليزيا. Now we said Ammar is from Malaysia. Yusuf is from Inkaltara. Number 10. مدرسنا من المدينة. Our teacher is from Al-Madinah. This is Jumla Sahiha. This is correct. He's from Medina. We also said that his name is what? Al-Sheikh Bilal. Okay, the last exercise, exercise number 3. Exercise number 3 says اذكر البلاد الواردة في الدرس من آسيا وإفريقيا وأوروبا. يعني mention the countries that were يعني included in the lesson, يعني in this particular lesson, from Asia, Africa and Europe. Yani not every country from Asia, Africa, or Europe, but only the ones that are mentioned in this lesson. What countries from Asia were mentioned in this lesson? What countries from Africa were mentioned in this lesson? And what countries from Europe are mentioned in this lesson? Okay? So, البلاد التي في آسيا, the countries that are in Asia that were mentioned in this lesson is اليابان, الصين, Al-Hind and Malaysia. I think. Yani Muhammad min al-Yaban, Khalid min al-Sin, and Ahmed min al-Hind. Now, yani I'm not sure about Malaysia. Is Malaysia part of Asia? Allahu alam. I'm not good at geography. But if it is, then it should be included in this list. Going across البلاد التي في إفريقيا, يعني the countries which are in Africa that were mentioned in this lesson are Ghana and Nigeria. يعني we said that Ibrahim was from Ghana and Ismail was from Nigeria. البلاد التي في أوروبا, يعني the countries that are in Europe that are mentioned in this lesson were إنكلترا and Yunnan. Said that Yusuf is from إنكلترا and Abu Bakr is from Yunnan. Okay, that ends the exercises for this lesson. Let's just look at the vocabulary. And again, I just want to mention that there are some words in the English vocabulary from the English key that are not in this Arabic vocabulary box here. So please make a note of them. And there are also words in the Arabic box here that are not in the English key vocabularies. So please make a note of them so that you can get a complete list of the vocabulary for this particular lesson. Okay, let's look quickly at the vocabulary here. It says al-kalimat al-jadida, the new words. Al-maktabu, and its plural gem is makatibu. So al-maktab يعني is not mentioned in the English vocabulary words. Going across, al-kursiyu, and it's plural, qarasiyu, chair, is also not mentioned in the English vocabulary. Al-lawnu, color, and it's plural, alwan, is mentioned in the English vocabulary. Al-qiblatu, the direction of prayer, is not mentioned in the English vocabulary. Dhaka, which means dhalika, is mentioned in the English vocabulary. And then there's walakin. Walakin is also not mentioned in the English vocabulary. Lakin means yani but or however. Okay, as far as the words that were in the English vocabulary that are not mentioned here, we had in the English vocabulary wasi'un, which means spacious or vast, and we had asiya, Asia, and we had nuhibbu, we love, and nuhibbuhu, we love him. So these words were in the English, but they are not included here, so please make a note of these words. Okay, alhamdulillah, this lesson is relatively easy, it's just intended to be a test. Hopefully everybody did well, understood and comprehended any all that it entailed. And since we have some time remaining, we want to take advantage of the time, at least a little bit of this time, to preview the next lesson, which is yani about now we're coming near the end. Last two lessons, 22 and 23, and these last two lessons, 22 and 23, are the last. Yani, dealing with the last topic that we're going to take in this book, that is, yani, the groups, the various types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, so this lesson is what we're going to be doing next week, but for today, what we're going to do is just kind of go through the lesson, and then you'll have the week, during the week, to yani, go over it in detail, right? So we're going to look quickly at the English key. Maybe we'll just look at the English key. I don't know if we'll have time to also read the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. This lesson is a very short lesson, but in any case, yani, next week we'll take it, inshallah. For now, let's go to the English key, page 56 for lesson 22. Okay, it says at the top of the lesson, lesson 22, we have learnt several groups of nouns and adjectives which do not have tanween. Most nouns and adjectives have tanween. Tanween is omitted in the following cases. Yani, the first thing we're saying is that nouns in Arabic, from the signs that a word is a noun, is that it takes alif, lam, or tanween. So most nouns and adjectives in Arabic are going to take tanween, unless, number one, they have alif lam. They have alif lam, you can't have alif lam and tanween at the same time. Alright, so they're saying that there's some general rules why a word won't have tanween. So tanween is omitted in the following cases. A, when the noun or adjective has alif lam. So kitabun takes tanween, but if you add alif lam, you have to remove the tanween. It became al-kitabu. The second thing, B, when it is mudaf. For example, kitabun takes tanween, but if you put it in the idafa construction, the book of Bilal, kitabu Bilalin, now kitabun loses its tanween, because why? Because the mudaf, the first part of an idafa construction, never takes alif lam or tanween. And C, the third situation, when a noun will lose tanween, is when it is preceded by ya, ya and nida, the vocative ya, when you're calling out to someone. You say ya ustadhu. And even though ustadhun takes tanween, but after ya it loses the tanween. So these are three rules that explain why a noun would not have tanween, even though it can take tanween. But if you add alif lam, it loses tanween. If it's the first part of an idafa construction, it loses tanween. If it's after ya and nida, yani what is called the munada, after ya and nida, then it also loses tanween. So these are words that can take tanween, but they lose the tanween because of these three situations. Because alif lam is added to the word, or because it's the first part of a construct phrase, or because it's after ya and nida. Now after that is being said, yani these are situations in which a word will lose its tanween. Now we're saying there are certain nouns and adjectives which never take tanween. Okay, not because of alif lam, not because of mubaf, not because of ya and nida, but these words don't take tanween. They're called diptotes in Arabic. They're called al-mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay? We have learnt in this book the following groups of nouns and adjectives which are diptotes. And then they give us eight groups. Eight groups of nouns, or types of nouns, they call them groups. Eight groups of nouns, that any word that belongs to one of these eight groups, that word will be a diptote. It will be mamnu' min as-sarf. And what that means, if a word is mamnu' min as-sarf, it means that it doesn't take tanween. Even though normally nouns take tanween, except for the three reasons that we mentioned earlier, because of alif lam or muvalfa or ya and nida, these words do not take tanween. Forget about alif lam, muvalf, ya and nida, they don't take tanween. Okay, eight groups. They're called diptotes. In Arabic, they're called al-mamnu' min as-sarf. So in this book, we have learned the following groups of nouns and adjectives which are diptotes. Number one, the first group is feminine proper nouns. Aminatu is a feminine proper noun. Feminine proper noun means, yani, the name of a female, a female's name, a person's name, proper noun, not a common noun, like girl or boy or mother or father, a proper noun, person's name. Feminine proper nouns, like Aminatu and Zainabu and Maryamu and Khadijatu, these are names of females. So, feminine proper nouns don't take tanween. It doesn't matter if the feminine proper noun ends with ta marbuta or not. Aminatu ends with ta marbuta. Khadijatu ends with ta marbuta. But Zainabu and Maryamu, they don't end with ta marbuta, but nonetheless, because they are feminine proper nouns, they don't take tanween. That's the first category. Second category, masculine proper nouns ending in ta marbuta. Now, this is specific to masculine proper nouns which normally take tanween, but if that masculine proper noun ends with tarmabuta, it comes under the rule of feminine proper nouns. Means it doesn't take tanween. So names of men, yani proper nouns for men, like Hamzatu and Usamatu and Muawiyatu, these are men's names, but they end with tarmabuta, so they also do not take tanween. Okay, why they don't take tanween? Even though they are masculine proper nouns, because they end with ta marbuta. The third group is masculine proper nouns ending with ana, yani fatta alif noon, like Uthmanu and Ramadanu. Like, for example, not mentioned here, Sufyan, famous name, right? Sufyan, Marwanu. Yani these are words that have an extra alif and noon added after the triliteral root. Yani Uthman. And it has Ain, Tha, Meem, and then it has alif noon. Ramadan has Ra, Meem, Dad, and then it has alif noon. Sufyan, Sin, Fa, Ya, and then it has alif noon. Marwan, Meem, Ra, Wa, and then it has alif noon. So that extra added alif noon, added to masculine proper noun, makes it mamnoon min as-sarf. The fourth category, adjectives on the pattern of fa'alan. Okay, number three is masculine proper nouns. Number four is adjectives on the pattern of fa'alan. These two are close, but they are not the same, okay? Because the masculine proper nouns that end with ana, they may not be on the pattern of fa'alan, yani meaning that the first radical is going to take fatta. Because, for example, Uthman, the first radical takes Dhamma. And Sufyan, the first radical takes Dhamma. So it's not actually on the pattern of fa'alan. But adjectives that are on the pattern of fa'alan, meaning the first radical takes fatta, the second radical takes sukun, and the third radical has added to it fatta alif noon. Fa'alan. Like the adjectives that we had in our earlier lesson, mal'anu, meaning something, a glass that's full. Kaslanu, one who is lazy. Ghadabanu, angry. Ta'abanu, tired. Okay, so we see that these are on the pattern of fa'lan, ghadban, ta'ban, kaslan, mal'an. These are adjectives though. Adjectives on this pattern are mamnu' min as-sarf. In addition to masculine proper nouns that end with ana. Number five, the fifth group is masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu. Masculine proper nouns. Okay, these are group five and six are distinguished in that five is masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu and six is adjectives on the pattern of af'alu. Okay, three and four, masculine proper nouns that end with ana, and four is adjectives on the pattern of fa'lan. So they're masculine proper nouns and then they're adjectives. Number five is masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'ala, like anwaru, and ahmadu, and amjadu. Those are proper nouns. On the pattern of af'al, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. Likewise, adjectives on this same pattern, af'alu, adjectives, like the colors, ahmaru, and aswadu, and abyadu, and ahmaru, and azraku. Yani these are adjectives on the pattern of af'alu. So 5 and 6 have the same pattern, but they're masculine proper nouns with that pattern, and adjectives with that pattern. Number 7 is non-Arabic proper nouns. Non-Arabic proper nouns, like we had in this lesson, Ismailu, and Ibrahimu, and Yusufu. These are non-Arabic proper nouns. They are not originally from Arabic, but they are proper nouns. Non-Arabic proper nouns, any foreign proper nouns, are also a group of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, like Williamu, Londonu, Pakistanu. Non-Arabic proper nouns. And the last group are the following patterns of broken plurals. In lesson 13 we had sound plurals and broken plurals, and we had different patterns of broken plurals. We said that some of the patterns of broken plurals are mamnu' min as-sarf. I think in lesson 13 we had afa'ila'u and fu'ala'u. And then in later lesson we had mafa'ilu and mafa'ilu. In any case, these are broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Not all broken plural patterns are mamnu' min as-sarf. But af'ila is a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. It's like the word qawi. They gave us aqwiya'u. Aqwiya'u is on the pattern of af'ila'u from qawi. Aghaniya'u from ghani. Asdiqa'u from sadiq. And atibba'u from tabib. The second pattern, broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, is fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. Yani dhamma fatta, fatta alif. Wuzara'u from wazir. Zu'mala'u from zamil. Fuqara'u from faqir. And umara'u from amir. So we see that this pattern also, yani takes dhamma fatta fatta alif, yani wuzara, zumala, fuqara, umara. This is the pattern of fu'ala. It's a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. And then they had mafa'il. We had af, the lesson 13 in another lesson, like makatibu, the plural of maktab, masajidu, the plural of masjid, and fanadiku, the plural of funduk. And then we had d, mafa'ilu, yani with long A and long I, like mafatihu, yani the plural of miftah, and manadilu, the plural of mindil, and fanajinu, the plural of finjan. Okay, on the next page, and we're going to stop with this, there's just a note related to the plural atibba'u. I mentioned it wasn't mentioned here in the notes, but it's mentioned here on this page. Atibba'u is originally atbiba'u. So this is actually atibba'u, its original form is atbiba'u. So it's on the pattern of af'ila. but because of the assimilation of the two ba's, instead of them using it as atbiba'u, they changed it and made it atibba'u. And they just joined the two ba's together in atbiba'u. They joined the two ba's together. Then they took the vowel from the first ba and gave it to the ta. In at-bi-ba, they came atibba. Okay, but originally, atibba, its original form on the pattern of afila is atbi-ba-u. The Arabs don't use it in that form. They use it as atibba. Because of the assimilation of the two ba's, the form has been slightly changed. Okay, we're also going to look at the vocabulary here. On the right side, Baghdadu is the city of Baghdad. Jiddatu or Juddatu is the city in Saudi Arabia, Jeddah. Finjanun means a teacup. Its plural is Fanajinu, which is Mamnu min al-Sarf. Daqiqatun means a minute, like in time. And its plural is Daqa'iqu, which is Mamnu min al-Sarf on the pattern of Mafa'ilu. Manadilu, yani the plural of mindilun, which means a kerchief or a handkerchief or a napkin. Manadilu obviously is a mamnu min al-sarf. Mafatihu, yani keys, the plural of miftahun. Mafatihu is is broken plural pattern on the pattern of mafailu. Then we have qalat, yani the feminine form of qala. Qala, he said. Qalat, she said. Left hand column, ahmaru, the color red. Azraqu, the color blue. Akhdaru, the color green. Aswadu, the color black. Asfaru, the color yellow. Abyadu, the color white. And qala, he said. Okay, so this is the end of yani what we wanted to cover in terms of the introduction of the next lesson. Only because we had a lot of extra time left, so alhamdulillah we had a chance to go through the English key for lesson 22. For homework, inshallah, you'll be reading this English key, studying the vocabulary, and then inshallah, as part of the homework, inshallah, you should read the dialogue at the beginning of lesson 22 on page 117. And then the explanation that comes on the next page of the categories of Mamnu min al-Sarf. The arrangement here is a little bit different than it is in the English key, but in any case, this is the Arabic explanation of the categories of words that are Mamnu min al-Sarf. Same explanation, but a little bit arranged a little bit differently. And then after that, there are exercises. On the bottom of page 118 is the instruction, and the exercises follow on page 119. And again, the words, the series of words on page 119, please number the lines. And he's starting with the top of page 119, Muhammad Khalid Maryam, number that is line 1, and then Aqlam, Manadil, Buyut, line 2, Ibrahim, Mecca, Zainab, line 3, Jamil, Kabir, Akbar, line 4, Ali, Pakistan, Ammar, line 5, Bab, Qalam, Madaris, line 6, and Makatib, Qarib, Osama, line 7. Try to just number them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So when we go over them next week, inshallah, we'll be able to follow along with each other. Alright, so this lesson is a brief lesson. Next week, inshallah, as I said, we'll go over the translation of the Arabic text on page 117, and the explanation that follows on page 118, and then the exercise that starts on the bottom of page 118, but actually the instruction is on the bottom of page 118. The exercise is on the following page 119, and the vocabulary words also on page 119. So next week, inshallah, we'll have all of that for homework. All of that. It's not really a lot. So perhaps, I mean, for homework next week, we might do lesson 22 and 23. Allahu alam. Let's see. And then, yani, before I close, let me just say that we're going to be finished this book very, very shortly. We have a little bit left to remain. So let us start thinking about where we are right now, how you people feel, and is everybody comfortable with what we've covered? Do you have a lot of questions? What kind of review we can do? Normally I would do a review either one of two ways. One, we'll review all of the English keys from the beginning of the book to the end. Or two, we'll take yani one of the books that have been written or prepared to summarize the points of the Medina Book 1. There's several books like this, maybe at least three different books that people have written, which are basically pretty good, each of them. Each of them have some issues and some problems. But any, that's the other possibility, that we'll either take one of those books and just go through it as a review, or we'll go through the English keys from the original Medina Book. One of those methods, inshallah, we'll take. If you have no preference and nobody, and he sends me an email telling me what you prefer to do, do you want to just go through the English keys, or would you like to go through a book that has been prepared as a summary or as a review for Medina Book 1? If nobody gives me any feedback, then I'll decide myself. Otherwise, I'm going to listen to see what you say. Any of those who have been attending the class, I would like to hear from you. What do you think we should do? And I'll try to follow suit with whatever you request. Unless I don't hear from anybody or we don't get any significant feedback, then I'll decide, inshallah. In any case, it will be beneficial, but it's good that I get some feedback from those who have been attending the class regularly from the beginning. Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu fikum. Please excuse me for cutting off a few minutes early. I have a cold right now, and I want to go and drink some tea or something. So please, excuse me. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu fikum. Allah yahfidhuk.